Hi, I'm Ray McDonald on The Voice of America, and this is the Top 5 Countdown. We're raising the curtain on the five most popular songs in the Billboard Hot 100 Pop Singles Chart for the week ending March 4th, 2017. Break out the popcorn, movie fans, because I have a blockbuster debut for you in mere minutes. The action starts in fifth place, where the Chainsmokers and Halsey rebound two slots with Closer. This song is now a record setter. Stand by for details.
So baby, pull me closer in the backseat of your Rover that I know you can't afford. Bite that tattoo on your shoulder. Pull the sheets right off the corner of the mattress that you stole from your roommate back in Boulder. We ain't ever getting older.
The Chainsmokers and Halsey rebound two slots to number five with their former 12-week champion Closer. This track has now spent 26 total weeks, 6 months, in the top five. That's the longest top five run in the Hot 100's 58-year history. The previous record was 25 weeks, jointly held by Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars with Uptown Funk and Leanne Rimes with How Do I Live. That's pretty spectacular, but the real fireworks arrive in fourth place with the debut of Katy Perry's Chained to the Rhythm. We'll catch up with Katy after the song.
Turn it up, it's your favorite song. Dance, dance, dance to the distortion. Turn it up, keep it on repeat. Stumbling around like a wasted zombie. Yeah, we think we're free. Drake is once on me, we're all chained to the rhythm, to the rhythm, to the rhythm. Turn it up.
One of our most dependable hitmakers returns this week as Katy Perry opens in fourth place with Chained to the Rhythm. This is not only Katy's 14th top 10 single, it's also her third highest Hot 100 debut. Part of Me opened at number one in 2012, while California Girls hit second place in 2010. The featured artist on this song is Skip Marley. He's the grandson of reggae great Bob Marley. Migos and Lil Uzi Vert slip a slot to number three with Bad and Bougie. And Migos are already planning new chart conquests. Hold on for details.
Bad and bougie, bad. Cooking up with a Uzi. My n***a's a savage, ruthless. We got 30s and 100 rounds too. My n***a's bad and bougie, bad. Cooking up with a Uzi. My n***a's a savage, ruthless. We got 30s and 100 rounds too.
All set.
Migos and Lil Uzi Vert retreat a slot to number three with their former champ, Bad and Bougie. Last Friday, Calvin Harris dropped his latest single, Slide, featuring Frank Ocean, along with Migos members Quavo and Offset. On Monday, DJ Khaled sent out a series of Instagram photos featuring Migos, Justin Bieber, and Chance the Rapper. And it just so happens DJ Khaled is dropping a new album, Grateful, on March 22nd. So be on the lookout for new Migos appearances. Zayn and Taylor Swift move into the runner-up slot with I Don't Want to Live Forever. And last week, Zayn faced off against his former groupmates in One Direction. Hold on for more.
I don't wanna live forever, 'cause I know I've been living in vain. And I don't wanna fit wherever. I just wanna keep calling your name until you come back home.
Zayn and Taylor Swift jump a notch to second place with I Don't Want to Live Forever. Last Wednesday, Zayn faced off against his former One Direction groupmates in the Brit Awards and lost. 1D took the Video of the Year crown for history, while Zayn was an also-ran with his Pillow Talk clip. Ed Sheeran extends his run at the top to 4 weeks with Shape of You, and it sounds like Ed has a new friend. We'll take a closer look after the song.
I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. And last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with your body.
Ed Sheeran is your Hot 100 champ for a fourth total week with Shape of You. Last week, Katy Perry stopped by the BBC for a pre-Brit Awards interview, and Ed crashed that interview. He recalled their first meeting after a gig in Toronto in which he was covered in sweat. Things didn't go so smoothly then, but they're good pals now. Will Ed Sheeran's run at the top continue? Join me next week for the answers. I'm Ray McDonald, and this has been the Top 5 Countdown on The Voice of America.